Well, it's a Tuesday when we're recording this. But Wednesday, when it comes out, even though actually it kind of comes out Tuesday, but Podcast Wednesday is when we promote the Inside Froggy 92.9 podcast. Welcome to the studio, Amber.
Hello. It's me.
One half of our morning show, Tanner, second half of our morning show.
Hello, Mike.
Hello. 5 a.m. to 10 a.m., followed by Jen, our midday personality and promotions director.
Hi, Jen.
Myself, Dano, I'm the afternoon personality and program director. This is the Inside Froggy 92.9 podcast. When you get Inside Froggy 92.9, we talk-ish. No, we give you behind the scenes. This is like one story from each and every one of us.
I would need my own podcast if we're going to talk-ish. Because that's on brand for me.
It would be talking-ish. That talking would be the ish. Name and everything.
Straight fire with Jen. Everybody bringing one story to the table. But I want to start with, because we have said, if you leave us a review on the podcast app, and it's 5 stars,
we will murder you.
No.
What?
What is with you in that?
Carl.
That was literally
Carl
the title.
Kills people.
That's literally the title of an episode, but it says might. What is that joke?
I tried to tell you guys that he does murder people, but nobody listened. Wait, and I got in trouble for it.
What is this Carl joke?
It's a stupid YouTube video. I did not think I was going to get this response.
Never mind. Jen just killed Tanner. Jen just killed Tanner.
I totally missed it.
It's okay. I'm literally crying right now.
You both have like really red faces.
Tanner can compose himself back into from his puddle.
I'm crying.
We got a 5-star review. We were up, guys. We're up to 11 reviews now.
Boom.
11, and they're all 5 stars.
Is it all from the same person?
No.
It's Dan.
One of them is me.
To be different
it's Dan making different accounts.
One of them is me. And this one says, guys, I moved in April. I am so happy you have done this. You all rock. And that's from the Jet NASCAR fan.
Nice.
And as I'm reading that out loud, I'm wondering if I also read that last week.
I don't think so.
No, it was a different
There's no way to go back in time and see whether I read it last week or not, like listening to last episode
or anything.
Let's just go with that. So thank you. And let's open up the field right now. I thought we'd go.
We should start with Tanner because I know he doesn't have anything.
What? I got something.
He's on his laptop right now and he's screwing around. Let's go. We went alphabetical by first name last week. This week, let's go by age. Youngest to oldest.
So it's Tanner.
Wow, way to call me out. Okay, so I realized something. Is that...
I hate this chair. Sorry, guys.
I don't know if y'all noticed, but I am really good at participating in girl talk.
I have not had the pleasure.
I know where you're going with this.
The board game?
No, there's a board game called...
Oh, man.
He's too young.
You are too young.
I've kind of made
this game. It was a board game, and you would have, like... Are you going to call? You take cards and it'd be like, call your ex or call your crush.
It was quite dumb.
It's called girl talk.
Anyway, Tanner, so what were you saying?
So anyways, I just realized like...
Mall Madness? You ever play Mall Madness?
No. I just started playing board games like a year ago. True story.
Did you have something to say?
I was getting there.
Oh, that's also a name of a board game. I was getting there.
But what I realized... Like, whenever my girlfriend calls, like, her friends on FaceTime, they have, like, girl talk, and they, like, want me to get involved in girl talk. And I feel like most guys would, like, go away from that, but I'm all in on girl talk. I love girl talk.
What kinds of things do you talk about?
Boys. Like, I give really good advice.
Boys? That's girls all talk
boys?
About?
Boys?
That's all I talk about, Jim, boys.
You talk about boys?
The 23-year-old child has really good dating advice, guys.
I do. Well, the thing is that, no offense to my girlfriend's friends, but they make really dumb decisions that, you know.
They say that about you.
Probably not. I go to bed at like 7:30. I make great decisions.
No, they say that about Lindsay, about you.
Yeah. Oh, probably.
Ooh, sick burn.
Probably.
Well, like, what's a dumb decision they've made?
It's not really appropriate.
Can't out them?
Well, okay, so this friend, Allie. I'll say Allie.
They're not one of our 100 listeners. They probably know.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Did hit our 100 last week, by the way.
It's probably Allie.
But this Allie, like, always wants to talk to Lindsay about, like, what she did at the club. Nice. And, like, what guy she, like, went for at the club and how she successfully did the thing at the club. And I'm just like, why are you doing that to yourself?
Yeah. All bad things happen at Da Club.
And I've never been to Da Club. I'm not a Da Club kind of guy. And so I'm just like, you're not going to find a nice boy at the club.
A nice young man.
A nice boy.
Why don't you go to the church? Find a nice young gentleman.
And I'm like, the reason why you're having boy problems is because they're wearing dry cleaner cleaned dress shirts that say Affliction on the back at the club. Gosh. That's your problem right there. And then the next thing you know, I've been talking for 45 minutes and no one else has said a word. And I'm just giving a bunch of weird...
You talking for 45 whole minutes?
Shots fired.
Where are we at in this podcast already? About 10 minutes in?
But what I realize is when girls start talking about their, you know... I just feel like there's a different repertoire between girl on girl and when I'm also in the room. And that...
Y'all.
I gotta go.
That is not what I mean. What I mean is that when there's, like, equal as many girls as there is guys in the room, there's, like, a different conversation had than when it's just girls. Yes. And I'm just saying I'm really good at girl talk. It's a skill.
And the thing is there used to be a different conversation that would happen when it was just guys in the room.
Yep.
But I will say, at least as I've gotten older, that has stopped.
Yeah.
Thank God. Because I'm really bad at that talk.
I mean, it was some pretty heinous stuff.
Yeah.
But
well, men are trash.
Well, I'm just telling you, at least in my world, it doesn't happen anymore.
Well, that's good.
Well, but it's still happening on the girls' side of the ball.
I think that that started changing with my generation, because there's a little bit of that in high school, and I just remember, like, these guys were having this super gross conversation. I won't go into details about it, but I was like, God, you're so disgusting. Like, why? Yeah. Can we talk about anything thoughtful? They're like, oh. And then
but you like
girl talk.
But you like, like participating in the girl talk. That's interesting.
See, girls actually have things that are interesting to talk about. Like a group of guys, like I hate talking with like a group of guys because they just try to one-up each other the entire time. Whoa, I bench press. And they get all pukey and then they want to brag about how awesome they are all the time. Girls just like... complain about everything, and I can get in on that action, boss.
Well, this is Tanner's perspective. We are sitting with two girls right here in the studio. Does Amber, does this happen?
Does he participate in girl talk?
No, just girl talk.
Yeah, I mean,
you
like,
and your girls?
I mean, talk about everything, and nothing is off limits. We talk about life, intellectual stuff, and we complain. It's
but
great.
Is it in the same way that you would talk, like, to... guy, friends, Cole, at work, or is it a totally different language?
You know, I was thinking about that the other day. I think that I'm a little more open around my girlfriends than I am, like, my boyfriend. Just because I know he doesn't want to hear some of the things that I want to talk about. You know, like, lady things. He can't relate, so he would, but it's just like, save it for the girls. You know?
And Tanner.
Jen.
And Tanner. What about you, Jen?
I'm a pretty open book. I mean,
it's just straight fire all the time.
Straight fire. I say what I feel. I say what I'm thinking. Whether family's around, friends, guys, girls. I don't have much of a filter.
See, that's something.
And yet you smoke.
What? Oh, I get it.
You nerd.
The board game.
Cigarettes have filters.
That's something I wish I could do more of because I feel like when I'm in.
Cigarettes have filters.
Yes.
We got it.
You get it.
I feel like with like different. Parts of my family.
Natural Spirit does not, so they sell cigarettes without filters. So maybe she smokes Natural Spirit.
If you're just now tuning in, it is a podcast with Dano. It's Dano's podcast, 4,000 followers already.
But I wish I was a little bit more like Jen in that respect, because I feel like when I get around certain people that I'm not necessarily comfortable with, I act like a little bit differently
than
I normally
do. That comes with age.
Yeah. I care too much about what people think, probably.
Do not care at all.
Yeah. Someday I'll get there.
When I was 23, I probably did.
Yeah.
But I'm over a decade older than you, so I just don't care at all anymore. It works for me. Very on brand.
Yeah, I don't know. I care.
You do.
You do. Yeah, Dano cares too much.
You can't just blanket put it on age. I care.
Well, she's just saying, like, her age, like, where she is now in her life.
I care a little bit less, but I want everyone to like me. But then I also want to drop hot takes.
It's you can't have
Dan,
it
can you throw out a hot take real quick?
Thomas Rhett's overrated.
How dare you?
Ding, 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 ding! We have a winner!
So you're giving me crap for not liking Kip Moore on like the first podcast, but you're going to say Thomas Rhett, who's like one of the best-selling artists?
Kip Moore, right, the hardest working man in country music. That guy sweats when he wakes up.
He also sounds like a cat when he's throwing up when he's singing.
People bought Lindsay Lohan's music too, so.
Speaking of which, I just watched Freaky Friday for the first time the other day.
Well, welcome. Excellent. That movie's 20 years old.
Yep.
Give us three.
So Tanner is in on Girl Talk.
Yep.
Amber, I believe, next by age?
I don't know.
Yes.
Yes?
I'm 28.
Yep.
I am old.
Jen, are you 28?
I got a few years on that.
I am definitely not 28.
Well, first off, I would like to say I'm pretty sure I have a fever right now. I should probably not be here, but it's for the sake of the job. So
Trooper!
So
you're just here so you don't get fined?
Yes. Basically. Also, I kind of wanted to talk about Light the Night. Jen's cringing. that's okay with you guys.
Absolutely.
So I will be at an event for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society on Saturday, September 28th. It's going to be at the Courthouse Square. That's 600 4th Street in Santa Rosa. So basically, this is a fundraiser for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. And what they do, you know, is fund research to help find cures and rescuing people who suffer from blood cancer. And I'd love some listeners to join me if they could. I'm going to post a link on the at Amber and Tanner in the Morning Facebook so you can kind of read about it and just send me a message and see if you want to like walk with me. Because basically what you do is you light a lantern and you light the night for in honor of someone or in memoriam of someone that has been affected by cancer. And specifically, this is something that's important to me because my mom suffered from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. At the time, she had gone through chemo and radiation. And she went in remission for a little while, but she got cancer again. It came back. And the chemo and the radiation wasn't working. So that's where the LLS, the Lymphoma and Leukemia Society, comes in. And they were like, well, we have this. Back in the 90s, this was like new research.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, we can try this new experimental thing. It was stem cell rescue and a bone marrow transplant. So they tried that and along with chemo and radiation, and it worked. So that's, yes. So that's why LLS is so important to me specifically, and it's really important that, you know, I don't think people realize that, like, what they're donating to. They're like, okay, this is for cancer survivors or people going through cancer. It's like you're funding research to help find a cure, and that's why it's important to me, and I kind of wanted to talk about that because it has something to do with the station, and
sure.
it's personal, and mm-hmm. I'm just really excited that I get to be, you know, the MC that night and participate. So I'll post information again on the Amber and Tanner in the Morning Facebook page, and you read all about it.
What? How old were you when she got diagnosed?
When she first got diagnosed, I was 2 years old.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't really see much of her, like, the first half of my life. She was, like, in and out of the hospital. I lived with my grandparents. So she was able to, you know, rise up from that, and I now have a mom. I talked to her on the show today, actually. She talked about a nasty sandwich that she eats, banana and mayonnaise sandwich. So yeah, it's been great, and I she has been cancer free pretty much ever since. So come out September 28th, and I'll be there. And if you'd like to walk with me, that'd be great. If you know someone, you know, that's been affected by cancer, let's come and let's honor them.
So you said you were 2 years old.
Yes,
so
when she first got diagnosed. Really,
at what age did it sort of start to impact you, or did you start to understand what had happened?
I actually have memories from when I was that young. Like, because, like, psychologists say, like, you remember traumatic experiences, like, as young as you can be. So,
only,
like,
the bad stuff.
Yeah, only, it's, like, really weird. So, like, I have distinctive memories of that time. And she's just been, like, she's pretty much been sick my whole life, so it's like, it's really kind of important to me to do this event, and yeah, that's it. That's all I want.
Anybody else in the room affected by cancer?
Yeah, I mean, my sister had it. She had skin cancer. My grandma had every cancer you could possibly have.
Jeez.
So it's not fun. It's really, it is traumatic, especially when it hits the people that you're closest to. Like, my grandma is my best friend. She's like the female version of the dude. Like, bathrobe, white Russian. She was badass. So, yeah. And I've done the, like, the night before. It's a very, very, it's very uplifting and positive. Like, you don't expect it going into it, but it is. It's super positive, and people are having fun and laughing. And even if they're emotional, they're still happy to be able to honor the people that they love.
Leukemia is one of the diseases, too, that literally, because we see it with our work with St. Jude, which is focused on children, but also I've worked with Leukemia Lymphoma Society on their program team in training, and so familiar with some of the numbers, and it's literally, leukemia is one of the diseases, literally, this isn't this nebulous, like, general, like, well, we think it's, no, literally, we've raised this amount of money in this time frame, and in that same time frame, we took it from this survival rate to this survival rate, right, and it's a whole heck of a lot higher.
It's crazy.
So it's literally, I don't want to say one-to-one, but it's really like a bang-bang, like, donate the money, you get, it helps the cures, and the numbers have just been going up.
Bingo. Nailed it.
Very cool. Thank you for sharing that. I was not ready for you to share that.
Thank you for letting me. I was a little surprised. Yeah. So I just want people to come join me, and it's going to be a great event, and like Jen said, it'll be positive and uplifting, and I think we'll have fun.
It's going to be in stark contrast to what I will share later in the show.
Oh, great.
On the inside, Froggy.
Are you the oldest person here?
I am. Oh, so I'll go last.
Wait, you're the oldest person?
I am.
Hmm.
I'll put a little bit of a buffer.
Oh, did we all think Jen was grandma here?
I mean,
sorry, I watched Murder, She Wrote the Golden Girls, but
I'm gonna put a little bit of a Jen buffer between us on the inside, Froggy 92.9 podcast. We're all sharing a story. Thank you so much for checking this out. We appreciate it. Make sure you subscribe. You better freaking subscribe. Don't you just sit there and just,
or Tanner's gonna murder you.
Don't you stream episodes. You better subscribe and tell a friend. Jen, next. We're going in order by age.
Well, hello, everybody. Thanks for listening if you've made it this far. I'm on vacation mode mentally.
Nice.
And it,
I say that a lot, but I know.
3 weeks from today, your girl's going to be on the beach in Maui with a Mai Tai or 12.
Or 12?
We're lowballing that number.
Yeah. Those are rookie numbers, Jen.
I know. Like, this is the most prepared I've been for, like, a vacation ever. Like, we're packed.
Already?
We packed last night.
That's exciting.
Wow.
Like, of course, there's, like, a few things that we'll need to, like, add, like, the day before. But, like
toothbrush and
deodorant. Yeah, that kind of stuff. But, like, we bought, like, spare, little shampoos to bring and stuff. Our suitcases are, they have, like, our clothes and our bathing suits and our flippy floppies and everything, pretty much everything we need. And now I'm just like, oh, God, 3 weeks is so far away.
Where are you going again?
We're going to Maui.
Is that Hawaii?
No, it's in Arkansas.
I'm going to the beach in Arkansas.
Okay, here's what always throws me off. Malibu. Malibu always throws me off because Malibu sounds like it should be in Hawaii.
It's not.
Doesn't Malibu sound like it should be an island? Also, I've been to LA a million times and never, ever, ever has it been like, let's go to Malibu. But then people talk about, oh, Malibu. Freaking Miley Cyrus did a whole song about it.
Yes, but so did Hole.
Anderson Paak did a whole album about it.
It was called Malibu. Both songs are good, by the way.
And there's also a rum.
And then people talk about Maui, and then I think about Miami, and I get them all, and they're all on the coast, but they're all in different spots. I get them mixed up.
Yes, so I'm going to Hawaii.
Okay. Maui.
Maui, yes. And so
everyone in Hawaii is horrified at me right now. I'm thinking Miami.
We definitely want to have, we're going to be there for 7 days. And so we definitely want to have a few days where, like, we don't do anything but, like, chill at the pool and or beach. I'm bringing a book or two. But if anyone has any ideas of things to do down there, we've been looking at some stuff.
Snorkeling.
Like, see, Katie won't do that. She's afraid of everything.
Like,
she's
fish?
Afraid of fish and turtles. And clearly we're going to be attacked by sharks.
No.
That's real.
Well,
you know how I feel about the ocean.
I know, I do.
You know how I feel about the ocean and Yosemite.
Well, what's up with the ocean?
Sharks.
The ocean.
What's up with the ocean?
I mean, at this point, I'm surprised Dan can do anything or go anywhere because he watches Dateline.
I feel like he's scared of everything.
The ocean is the greatest unchecked serial killer in the history of humanity.
You think Dumber you're scared who? Of the show unchecked. Dexter?
The ocean literally sucks children away. And then parents who try to save them also murdered. Happens.
Murder.
Happens.
Can we please stop talking about murder?
Should you not be sucked into a black hole, the sharks will get you.
I bet you're a hoot on vacation.
That's funny.
I'll be at the water park.
I just can imagine Dan in like his shorts with his shirt off, like telling this to his kids. Like, you cannot go in there.
Well, got him on a leash. I don't know what, I mean, what, the, I like, I don't drink anymore, so vacations are less exciting to me because that's drinking is literally 60% of vacations.
Right. And
it
so
is?
Yes.
What did you do in Vegas?
Yeah.
I'm concerned for you.
I barely drank in Vegas.
You did it wrong.
Am I wrong? Is that not what vacations
are?
Oh,
no, for sure.
Drinking?
I mean, I do, but like
camping
also,
and drinking.
I like to rest and go to touristy things.
See, that's what I like to drink
when you're there.
See, I'm not even like I want to do like. And this is the thing. If you have any advice, hit us up. Let me know.
How should they get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with me on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. Jen Ruth. I'm not hard to find. Or on the Froggy Facebook.
DM her with suggestions for Hawaii.
But I mean, if there's cool shops or museums or like the lavender, there's a lavender farm that my family's gone to.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so they brought me home some like lavender spray when they went earlier this year, but I want to go. Like, I want to go to the lavender farm, and I want to go do like the pineapple things, and
yeah,
because there's like a
you should see a roasted pork.
Ooh.
Like they roast.
Well,
like,
and that's the thing I want to do
whole
a luau.
Luau. Yeah.
I heard that's worth it.
Like
it
for is. Getting Sarah Marshall, that's what I imagine Hawaii is like.
Mm. Yeah, essentially
underrated film.
It's great film. Really amazing.
You will never be mad putting that film.
No,
on.
You won't.
That film makes you want to be what?
I just don't
get out.
No,
I don't
Tanner.
Like
forgetting Sarah Marshall makes you want to be in a relationship.
You don't like
so
who?
Bad.
I just don't like the guy who
Jason
is...
Jason Segel.
Yeah.
What?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Just turn his mic off.
Yeah. Can we just
really?
Dan doesn't which know which mics are what.
Yeah. Four? Is it four?
Hey. Hey.
Oh, there we go.
It's okay. That's just back. Your opinion, man.
It's totally just my opinion, man. Like how Dan is terrified of the ocean.
True, because it's a serial killer.
Yeah. It is.
Apparently.
And Yosemite. All right, do I go now?
It's your
turn. Go.
All right. This is fair warning.
Oh, no.
Yes.
For the people in this room and the people listening to this podcast, two things are about to happen. One... I have a very successful, very specific skill that I am very good at ruining songs.
Oh, this is true. I second this.
And for example, one thing I typically do is just take the first line of a song and make it the whole song. On a boat, on a beach, 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 on a boat. Lydia Antebellum, you
nice.
Look good.
We need a okay. whole album.
But another level of that is that, and I just, this the whole point of this podcast is to share something about yourself, right? And so even if it's a little personal and even if it's a little disgusting, and that is the second thing I need to let you know is if you're offended by bathroom humor, you need to
turn off
this podcast.
No, don't turn it off.
But if you're curious, I need to tell everyone something that happens to me in the studio. Will you guys listen to me if I tell you this story?
Oh, God. I'm scared.
Will you listen to me if I tell you this story?
We're stuck.
We're not allowed to leave. You're the boss.
You're literally...
You're also here so you won't get fined.
I am here so I won't get fined.
Okay. I've done it for a while, but with this new Lady Antebellum song, it's always Lady Antebellum. This new Lady Antebellum song, What If I Never Get Over You?
What if? Yeah, I won't do the whole thing because I don't think
you.
We're allowed to.
Well, what happens is that I will listen to songs, hit songs, and then I will take the punchline of the song and make it about the bathroom.
But he's the oldest one in the room, y'all.
Yeah,
what
seriously.
What if I'm trying And then I close my eyes. Come on. And then I'm right back. Hearing that last goodbye. What if time doesn't do what it's supposed to do? What if I never get over poo? And that happens over and over and over and over and over.
What if I never get over poo happens?
Yes! Yeah. And I'm listening to the song and I'm ready. I'm singing along with it literally in the studio. It's just like, what if I never get over poo?
But it's not that quiet. It's so loud that you can hear it in the front lobby. Yeah.
Was this yesterday? Because I was in the production room yesterday and I could hear you. I heard some commotion in there.
Yeah. Lee Bryce, I drive your truck. I take your dump. I roll it.
But people say I'm
up.
The 23-year-old.
Like I said, Dan's the oldest guy in the room.
I don't want to steal your covers. I just want to take your dump.
I just want to say that Tanner does the same thing, so let's not get mixed up here.
I do, but I make them so bad that I couldn't even repeat them on this podcast.
Yeah, no, sometimes I'm like, please stop.
Make sure Joe doesn't hear you. Dog.
Something about a dump in a farmer's field.
that's actually
good.
Pretty good.
That one's good.
Really good.
The funniest thing about the Lady A one.
Do another one.
The funniest thing is Dan's married.
Fact. The funniest thing about the Lady A one is that the first line. So what if I never get over poo? Right. The first line of that song is, "It's supposed to hurt."
How old are you?
It's a broken fart.
Well, he does have a 6-year old. Is he 6?
5.
He's 5. Okay. He does
have
a 5-year-old.
I bet he loves these songs.
He doesn't know about them, does he?
Here,
let's give him a song and see if he can make bathroom humor out
okay,
of it.
Okay. All right.
What's the song?
Friends in Low Places.
I can't think of it. No, give me something else.
Good Vibes, Chris Jansen.
Oh, man.
I don't even know how that song goes.
Me either.
So.
I can't even think of it. What about God's Country?
Oh, I got it. I saw the light in the bathroom stall. We made awkward eye contact while I was sitting on the John a while.
Come on, guys.
It's got to be like, the devil went down to Georgia, but he didn't stick around. This is God's party.
There it is.
Oh, gosh. Oh, Lord.
The devil took a dump. I would have like went somewhere. I would have went somewhere with that.
The devil took a beep.
But he didn't wipe his butt. This is God's toilet.
It's never like super. It's not a full-on parody. It's just like as you're fully singing this song, and then you just so like Lion King was the one that I really got into. That's like the one that like well I will sit at my house alone at home and I'll do the whole thing right.
I don't doubt that.
And then that song starts right. And when the song, everyone forgets about the part where the song actually starts. And the chick's like,
circle of life.
From the day we arrived on this planet. And remember to go take a dump.
This is every 6-year-old's favorite podcast right now.
This part of the podcast is going to get us our first not 5-star review.
All they did was make bathroom jokes.
I can't.
Ruined songs.
I have to share it. I had to share it. So there you go. I'm sharing that. I'm putting that out there for myself. It's kind of gross, but I think it's funny.
Well, I think you should record an album.
I don't think I would. Well, that's a whole other.
That's a whole other thing. He just ruins songs in general.
Yeah. If you do a Scotty Mac Band song in it.
Well, I'm wearing a Ryan Scripps hat.
I was literally about to say that.
Dano loves two artists, Scotty Mac Band and Ryan Scripps.
Wrong. I love several artists. However, locally, two of the best local artists are Ryan Scripps and Scotty Mack, so I frequently book them.
I got Dana's favorite artists. Okay, Panic at the Disco.
Yes.
Yes.
Third Eye Blind.
Yes.
I can't think of a third one. Dan Hugo. You've known him longer.
I don't know. I can't think of any right now.
Ooh.
Sam Hunt.
Should we try to guess everyone's three top favorite artists right now?
Oh, yeah.
That might be fun. Quick thing to...
Out the door?
Yeah.
Well, I know your favorite. Should I go first?
You take it away.
Okay, I'm going to guess one for Tanner, and you guys got the rest. Tame Impala, I know you like.
Mm-hmm. That's
Garth
correct.
Brooks?
Who?
Tame Impala?
Who?
Wait, one is like really easy. Yeah. It's like one of the biggest bands of all time.
Tame Impala?
No. Another one that
Sodom
he likes.
Sodom and Gomorrah? Who are these people?
Tame Impala? They're one of the biggest artists in alternative music.
Who?
All right, I'll do the other one. The Beatles.
Your favorite was Third Eye Blind. Get out of here.
With a global worldwide smash.
Trash.
Everyone knows doot.
Tanner's is Tame Impala, The Beatles. What else?
What?
I mean, also, I want to point out the fact that all of Dan's favorite artists could be on the Scrubs soundtrack.
There was a soundtrack to Scrubs. I don't know. I can't think of who Tanner would be. I mean, Seattle, so what? I mean, Death Cab for Cutie, we've talked about them, or Pearl Jam, or I mean, one of those classics.
Be Nirvana, man.
Nirvana.
Nirvana's the third.
From one of those classic Seattle, man. All right.
Yep.
Jen? Jen is Bon Jovi. Jen literally has Bon Jovi tattoos.
It's true. I don't hide my love for Bon Jovi.
These are non-country artists, by the way. I'll point that out there.
Imarosa, I know you like.
I do love them. I don't know if they would be one of my top three, but...
Is it still Pharrell, N.E.R.D.?
Oh, N.E.R.D. all day. I have an N.E.R.D. tattoo, too.
Do you?
Do you like the new album?
N.E.R.D.
Yeah. I love it.
Nerd.
It's really good, right?
Nerd.
Yeah.
No one ever really dies.
Got it.
N.E.R.D.
N.E.R.D.
Who would the third be? Panic?
No, it'd probably be Pierce the Veil. Or Radiohead.
Oh, wow. I love Radiohead. I would not have expected that one.
Oh, yeah. Or Circa Survive with Anthony Green.
Yes.
You really got me there.
Yeah.
Amber. Who are Amber's favorite? Amber
loves soul music.
Yeah. Amber loves... Who's that guy?
Oh, God. I know the song.
Talked about him on the podcast.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
What are y'all talking about?
It's like Jason Isley in the Fist Fits.
And the Free Something.
The Jason Master.
St. Paul and the Broken Bones.
Yes.
St. Paul and the Broken Bones. Are y'all thinking about J.J. Gray and... Mofro?
No, I was thinking about St. Paul and the Broken
Bones. Oh, okay. I do like them.
There was someone else in one of the podcast episodes that we were listening to before she came here.
Elton?
I think
Anderson East?
Anderson East. Miranda Lambert's former boyfriend.
Would
Anderson
Elton
East.
Be in there?
I do like Elton. Elton's definitely in the top five, so we'll go with that one.
Elton John?
I do love Elton, yeah.
Wait, when you're saying Elton, you mean Elton John?
Yes.
Okay.
Are there any other Eltons?
Can you feel me take a dawn?
Oh,
he just ruined it.
Good Lord. Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, Led Zeppelin's number one.
Why is he talking about kings and vagabonds in that song? No child in the world knew the word vagabond until Elton John said it.
I had to ask my mom for sure.
Kings and vagabonds. Nobody knew what that was until he said that in that song.
He also says garish. So... In the garage by the motorway. And I was like, Mom, what is he saying?
Elton can do whatever he wants.
I'll never forget when I found out, I think it's Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, something about a toad in that song. When I discovered he's talking about a toad, I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. What's the lyric?
I can't remember.
Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, where the dogs of society howl. Something about a toad. There's something, and it really threw me for a pickle.
Amber, what's the last of your bands?
I would say Jimi Hendrix is probably up there.
Classic. We have a real cross-section here.
Yeah.
I love that none of us actually named country people.
Because country is this whole other part of your brain.
Right.
Well, I guess Anderson East would be in there.
I guess,
And country is its own... first off, it's all later in our lives.
Yeah.
So it's like... The country is like our current... Like, this is... We're talking about like our kid growing up music. So now if we're going to talk about country artists, I mean, Dierks Bentley, Sam Hunt, Blake Shelton. I'm loving Morgan Wallen because of you.
I love him.
He's great.
Zac Brown Band. I mean, the country is its own. That's like presumed.
We should make a wheel of topics for one episode where we just spin it and then we have
so
to
smart.
Talk about it.
Jen should be on our show.
We actually, for our theme episodes, we should totally do that.
We should do that.
And just do, and spin it, and whatever we land on, that sets the theme.
We should do a whole podcast about my cats.
You can do that on your own.
You
honey.
Have that. It's your morning
show. He talked
show.
To a lady this morning for 5 minutes on the phone about his cat. I was like sitting there. I was like.
Amber was like, do I have time to poo? Or
I literally like stared
That's
at him.
That's disgusting.
Like, he was like, but anyway. And then Ringo and then Memphis, they have.
She loved it. Food,
and they're called Bazingazings and they love the Bazingazings. And I was like, what is happening? We weren't even on the air.
goodness.
It was a lot. Anyway.
People like to check in on Ringo in Memphis.
Did you say edit?
No.
ZBB.
I'm going to shout it out again if you've made it this far through the podcast. Well, of course, we'd love a 5-star review, but also tell a friend. That's huge for us. We're growing this show. We are appreciating the support and the feedback. You know, it is, we had to kind of fight to have the time in our workday to do this, but it's A, fun, and B, we think that people are really enjoying it. So we only get to do it if we keep getting the listens. So make sure to tell a friend, post on social about it, share it all over the place. Froggy929.com is the best way to start to find the podcast, and they can listen to it on any platform, including the one you're listening to it right now. So 5-star review is great. We always love those. But also tell a friend this week if you can.
It's Tell a Friend Wednesday.
Tell a friend. Take a dump. Thank you so much for checking us out. We'll see you next week on the Inside Froggy 92.9 Dump.
Dan.
Oh, my gosh. Podcast. Frogcast.
Podcast. Frogcast.
We just need to flush this podcast away.
Ah!